Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live simulcasting the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. The state is going mentally ill, like they always do, thinking they're God. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol, I dropped this issue, but they lied and said the black guy, the EMT, assaulted them. Now the dash cam's released, and they're in the news calling this an assault and calling this resisting for the cop car violently almost running the ambulance off the road, as you just saw. The ambulance instantly getting over the second after they're able to, literally in 2.5 seconds, trying to miss a car in the breakdown lane. And this nut, lunatic road rage, showing off to his wife riding around with him, runs up and gets to boss hardworking servicemen that save lives. He enjoys it. Total punk, just a venomous worm, and everything that is anti-American. It's just disgusting. Absolutely disgusting that they would then demonize the EMT, saying he's a criminal. You people have no shame. Now, this is him pulling the ambulance over, and the ambulance driver gets out. The head ambulance EMT who's in the back with a lady that thinks having a heart attack gets out and is like, sir, what's going on? Don't talk to me. I'm in charge. And he calls him sir. He calls him God. That's not enough, boy. You got to lick his boots. Go ahead and play it. Here he is in the neighborhood, jumping out, showing off.
Rewind that.
The second he gets out, he's yelling at him. What is he yelling there? Back that up. He just jumps out. Hey, you there. You there. And imagine the guy in the back with the woman they think's having a heart attack. Turned out it was heat stroke. Going, what on earth is this? Turns out this guy pulls ambulances over routinely. Here it is.
Here. Now.
I'm talking to the driver. I'm in charge of this unit, sir.
Okay.
My name is Maurice White. I'm a personal care paramedic.
I'm going to give you a ticket for failure to yield. And when I go by you saying what's going on, you don't need to give me no hand gestures now. Understand me?
And I won't put up with you talking to my driver like that.
I ain't listening to you, buddy. You get your ass back in that ambulance or I'll take you in. I'm talking to the driver.
And if you would.
Come over here, Paul.
We got a patient in this unit right now.
Okay, you want to go ahead and pull over to the side of the road when there's an emergency vehicle behind you?
This lunatic comes up on an ambulance at 90 miles an hour. The ambulance tries to pull over, comes over the top of a hill, sees a car broke down, barely survives it, and then gets over because he's so scared of the cops because they've been pulling him over in that area, that same crazy man with pregnant women. It's like I'm tasering pregnant women because the husband speeds in D.C. They're nuts. They're nuts. They're on power trips. And he's screaming at him saying, you learn to pull over. When they did to the God. I mean, just a little on record, you're in the wrong, and you don't care. You're going to go attack this man you've already attacked physically. God, we just need to start just worshiping. Okay, fine. You want to be worshipped? Oh, you are God. Oh, you hung the moon. Oh, I mean, what is wrong with you people? Go ahead and play more of it as we go out to break.
You ran up on us. I did not run up on you quickly, buddy. Yes, you did.
Hit pause again. Rewind it again. Rewind the whole thing. He's saying, you didn't yield to me. And he goes, what do you mean? The way you ran up on me? We did yield. And he's like, no, you didn't. You don't tell an officer he's wrong. This lunatic. I had an Austin PD one night. I pulled out of the office on the access road of 290 right here. There's three lanes on the access road here. There's not even headlights behind me. A cop car had to be going 95, 100. Just zooms up. All I see is lights. They don't have the cherries on. It almost hits me. I look over, and the cop violently pulls up and shines a light in my eye, and then speeds off. I'm lucky he didn't pull me out of the car, shoot me in the head, and go, I got power! Ah!
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we got a guest coming up on The Economy, and I want to take more of your calls. We'll also have open phones in the fourth hour and a ton of news I haven't gotten to. But I'm not here to bash cops. It doesn't help me if I just bash cops in the military all day. But the military, constitutionally and historically, can't be used domestically in law enforcement. NORTHCOM's announced they are. They're putting them in major police departments, small departments. They're saying they're going to take on the American people. Then the DHS reports say the number one threat is veterans and conservatives and gun owners. Fox is saying, oh, look at Von Brune. You know, we deserve to do DHS. It's right. The veterans are bad. They're teaching all the local departments that the vets are all going to be bombing them soon. Why would vets be bombing you soon? What is it the government's going to do so bad that vets would start bombing? See, you're an illegitimate government, and you're getting ready for war with the people. And this brainwashed vet who thinks he's God almost runs an ambulance off the road. The ambulance instantly gets over. Instantly. Here comes the car, 90 miles an hour. That ambulance is over. And then he drives recklessly through a neighborhood, chases the ambulance down, gets out, and starts yelling at them, telling them, you didn't get over quick. And the head EMT goes, you ran up on us. We got over. Play it from the time he jumps out again, and we're going to mute. We haven't edited this. We're going to mute the cuss words. So they're in there trying their best to mute it. Here we go. Here's the video.
Now. There. Now.
Oh, you now. What's wrong?
What's going on?
No,
I'm talking to the driver.
No, I'm talking to you. I'm the medic.
No, you better get back in that ambulance. I'm talking to the driver.
I'm in charge of this unit, sir.
Okay.
My name is Maurice White. I'm a critical care paramedic.
I'm going to give you a ticket for failure to yield. And when I go by you saying what's going on, you don't need to give me no hand gestures now. I ain't going to put up. You understand me?
And I won't put up with you talking to my driver like that.
I ain't listening to you, buddy. You get your ass back in that ambulance or I'll take you in. I'm talking to the driver.
And if you would.
Come over here, Paul.
We got a patient in this unit right now.
Okay, you want to go ahead and pull over to the side of the road when there's an emergency vehicle behind you?
You ran up on us.
I did not run up on you quickly, buddy.
Yes, you did.
You better get back in that ambulance before you get your butt to jail now. You understand me?
We're going to get my face to the hospital. You can take me to jail. We'll discuss this, okay?
Come here, Paul.
No. I've got a patient in this.
Get your ass.
Hey, pause right there. Back it up a few minutes and go ahead and start getting our guest on. Back it up like 15 seconds. The cop grabs the EMT. The EMT goes, fine, you're nuts, falls to the hospital, arrest me. He's totally controlled. He's, I've got a patient, sir. We can do this at the hospital. No, it's all about him, and his weird lawyer is in the paper saying that he didn't follow an order and they didn't get out of his way. You guys are cuckoo. Do you really believe the crap you're shoveling in people? You're trying to run an ambulance off the road, driving around like a maniac in neighborhoods, and then you assault people and choke them and all this stuff, and then they're the ones that are bad? I mean, you people are out of your minds. But you work for criminal bankers. They put you in power to carry out criminal activity against the people. And you're doing a great job. You're out of your mind. The sick part is these cops don't even think they're evil. They really believe their own baloney. But the good cops out there, they're ashamed of you. And it's too bad you're tarnishing their name and the sacrifices they make. You are a shame to everybody. Let's go ahead and play it.
Before you get your butt to jail now. You understand me?
We're going to get my face to the hospital. You can take me to jail. We'll discuss this, okay?
Come here, Paul.
No. I've got a patient in this.
Get your ass.
Pause. Now here's the EMT as they're choking him. Another cop's running around now. And we have the video up close of that from the handheld camera, the cell phone camera. He's calmly being choked, and they're saying, turn down, you know, submit, don't fight back, while they're choking him. And he's sitting there calmly with his hands going, you're the one choking me, calm down. He's the real man. He's the guy on the right who put up with your crap. I don't know if I can handle somebody shoving me around and attacking me, acting all nuts in my face. And the cop starts assaulting him, and the big black guy's just controlling him with ease, going, now stop that. Till the next cop shows up, and he figures out these cops are about to kill me. I better let them go ahead and hurt me. He goes, okay, go ahead and hurt me. And they get off on the cult of torturing him, and you see him getting off on it. I mean, you guys are out of your minds. And then finally, another higher-level state of police shows up and tells them stop it because it's obviously very embarrassing and insane. Finally, a state trooper with half a brain shows up and hear him in the background going, okay, that's enough, let him go. But the two lunatics that first show up, they're just out of their minds. Out of your minds. Out of your minds. Don't you even care about yourselves driving around at 90 miles an hour on windy, hilly roads with rotten shoulders in Oklahoma, as bad as the roads in East Texas, and the ambulance pulls over instantly for you, and that's not good enough? You flip out because you're showing off for your wife? You're got PTSD, guaranteed. You're out of your mind. Admit you did wrong and start being a man instead of acting like a big baby. Because you're going to lose all the respect you got with the people, and it's not going to go well with the police. I'm just telling you right now, the people are getting sick of your red coat activities. All right, I apologize about getting our guest on 10 minutes late, but I wanted to finish that video. Perhaps at the end of the show we'll play a clip of him choking him up close. But Thomas Woods, author of Meltdown, is on with us for the rest of the hour. And we appreciate him coming on the show. He is a senior fellow with the Ludwig von Mises Institute with Ron Paul. He holds a bachelor's degree in history from Harvard and his master's and PhD from Columbia University. He's an author of 9 books, including 2 New York Times bestsellers, Meltdown, A Free Market Look at Why the Stock Market Collapsed, The Economy Tanked, and Government Bailouts Will Make Things Worse, and The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. So he joins us right now, Thomas E. Woods, to give us his perspective on what's happening with the economy and where the government's taking us. Thanks for coming on, Mr. Woods.
My pleasure.
You bet. Okay, tell us from the von Mises Austrian school angle, what's really happened here and where we're going. I think the only point of disagreement we may have is that I know this is engineered from the IMF World Bank documents. They implode things by design to then bring in even more control in the next phase of their Ponzi scheme. I don't know your view on that, but I do agree with you regardless that government's, quote, making it worse for the common person. Go ahead.
Well, there's certainly the case that regardless of where these busts come from, and I mean, I argue that it's what the Fed is doing to us, the Federal Reserve gives rise to these busts. The bottom line is that they always use the bust that they brought about as a pretext to get more power over us. It's a perverse dynamic. And unfortunately, we have so many people who are, right now, because of Obama and his alleged charisma, we have people who are so zombified that they're just going to sit back and go along with what's being said. And I think it could not be more important for people who believe in freedom and who actually believe in a real free economy, not a manipulated one, to be able to answer these people, to show that every single thing they're recommending would make things worse. All the fiscal stimulus nonsense, the monetary stimulus nonsense, printing up money, every one of these suggestions you can make a superficially plausible argument for, but if you get 1 millimeter beneath the surface, every bit of it makes us poorer and gives them pretext for still more power because they perpetuate the depression.
Let's start with GM. Let's kind of start at the end.
Sure.
And then after the break, go back to the beginning of these monetary systems. $30 billion to give it to select globalist crony capitalism or monopoly capitalism, non-free market groups, to then give it to the Brazilians, give pieces to the Chinese and to the Russians and to the Europeans, having it off where the president fires the CEO because he won't do it, hijacks it, and now it's confirmed in Congress, as I'm sure you know, that if you give Democratic donations to Democratic Congress people, they'll allow your GM dealership to stay open. If not, they grab it and give it to somebody else. So it's Chicago big city machine robbing everybody. And that's, as you said, only 1 millimeter in to, quote, saving GM.
Absolutely. And meanwhile, we're being told that this is the last thing Obama wants to do. He doesn't want to run GM. So, you know, my usual rule of thumb is whatever they say, the opposite is true. So when he says he just absolutely hates the idea of running GM, you know, sorry, I guess I just don't buy that. But we're being told that eventually, don't worry, you know, the government is going to sell off its share of GM and return it to private hands and don't worry about it. But after however long they're going to have it, I don't know, a year, 2 years, who knows how long, and they mismanage it inevitably, they use it as a big pork barrel thing, who would want to buy it? I mean, they're going to run the thing even further into the ground. Who are they going to sell it to? So they're going to wind up having it for forever, as far as I can see.
Well, I mean, having the skeleton, it's kind of like they've eaten all the meat off the turkey and there's bones laying there. They're giving it to little select cronies, you know, big pieces of it, and then making us finance kind of like a new IMF World Bank boondoggle, but through the vehicle of GM.
And it's worth noting that, you know, GM is obviously not the only bankruptcy we've had going on. We've had major, major bankruptcies of major chains, everything from Linens and Things to Circuit City. And the rule is that if you can't get financing to keep your operation running during the bankruptcy proceeding, then you've got to liquidate and that's the end of it. So Circuit City and Linens and Things, a lot of these companies couldn't get that financing, so they liquidated.
Stay there. We got a break.
Yep.
And then now on top of it, they're saying they're going to bail out the media. That means merging with the government. And ABC News is announcing they're getting fully behind socialized health care and will now become an organ officially of the White House. That's a headline at InfoWars.com. We've got the author Thomas Woods on, thomaswoods.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Market look at why the stock market collapsed, the economy tanked, and government bailouts will make things worse. Okay, I'm going to try to sit back. One of the fellows at Von Mises Institute with Ron Paul, I'm going to sit back and let you break it down from your perspective, but I just want to throw out, what do you think of this hoax of Newsweek and others saying that we're all socialists now and that this is socialism? Socialism, I think, is bad enough, but supposedly some of the stolen money goes to the poor. This is offshore corporations looting us and exsanguinating us, sucking us dry. This is not socialism we're seeing. Isn't this just highway robbery or piracy that's going on, sir?
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me that I wouldn't even want to dignify it with a word. I mean, you know, other than looting or whatever, like, there's no economic philosophy behind it. It's just whatever economic rationale they try to put forth for it is just a cover for looting the population in broad daylight. And they must really get a good laugh out of how easy it is, how they're getting away with it, and how they've got the media in their pockets that just echoes all the rationales that, like, for instance, we hear things like systemic risk, that, oh, you know, we've got to bail out these bankers because, you know, heaven knows if one of these institutions failed, then the others would fail, and then we'd all be reduced to crawling around eating worms. But in fact, gosh, there was an article 2 or 3 years ago in something called the Journal of Financial Economics that went through all these arguments and concluded that this whole systemic risk thing is totally overblown, that the actual systemic risk is about zero. This is basically just a convenient pretext for politicians when they're shoveling money to their friends. They can cover it by saying, oh, no, I'm just acting for the common good. I'm acting for you people to maintain the system. Now, come on.
Meanwhile, the 10-year note's going up. Mortgage rates are going up in reality. They can cut rates down to zero. Reality setting in. They're saying other economists, I don't know what your view is, are saying we're at 18-19% real employment. I mean, how long can this charade go on?
Well, I'm surprised it's gone on as long as it has, but you're right. I mean, I think your unemployment statistics are far more accurate than the phony baloney ones cooked up by the government that they've been manipulating for years. If you really compare our situation with the 1970s and you compute the unemployment statistics the way they did, we're already at or above 20%. Because one of the things they did, I'm sure you already know this, is in the 80s and 90s, they got rid of the discouraged worker, which means if you've been looking for a job and you're looking and looking and you just figure this is totally hopeless and you just stop, you figure it's not even worth bothering, they don't count you as being unemployed.
So the millions of people that moved in with mommy and daddy, or parents that moved in with their kids, or homeless people, they just don't count those.
No, they don't count them. So in other words, when you're hearing that the official statistic has it at 9.4% unemployment, you can believe the reality is at least double that. And then it doesn't factor in all the part-time workers. And so it is essential for us to get where this comes from. Like, why does this happen to us? Because, of course, we're being told that, well, it just goes to show that when your overlords aren't running everything, this is what happens, and you stupid rubes didn't listen to us. That whole thing is becoming the conventional wisdom.
Exactly. They're saying you need bigger overlords. That will fix it when it's the very overlords that did it.
And so it's so funny when the German Chancellor Merkel said, you know, it's like when they occasionally say something sensible, they have to immediately follow it up with something disastrous. So she said, you know, gee, you know, the central banks have really done a rotten job. Hey, great so far. And then she goes on to say, therefore, we need to have a giant coordination of all the central banks. No, that's the exact opposite direction we want to go in. We should be wanting to shut these things down. It is they, and this is what Austrian theory teaches. It's what Hayek won the Nobel Prize for. It is they who get the economy hopped up on these unsustainable booms that then ruin people's lives when the bust comes. But during the boom, we're all told that, hey, this prosperity is going to go on forever. Everybody should get into the stock market. And everybody starts thinking that, you know, you can get rich quick through all this. And meanwhile, you wind up getting wiped out. And it's about time Americans realize this is not the free market looting you. It is Alan Greenspan and Ben Bernanke and his friends. And, you know, when Alan Greenspan said earlier this year, he said, you know, I guess there's a flaw in the free market that I hadn't noticed before. Yeah, you know what, Alan? We have met the flaw, and it is you.
Well, exactly. And he knows what he's doing. It's problem, reaction, solution. They create the crisis. Now everybody's freaking out. The public's ignorant about economics. So they're believing the guys in suits. And Bernanke says he'll fix it with accelerating the old model, a new bank of the world that will pay our carbon taxes to. And they're going to jack up world taxes and not let there be these cash sinks, these tax avoidance countries, and the bankers, they will have, I mean, they're openly announcing a bank of the world government run by the same parasites.
Exactly. Are we going to a break?
Yes, long segment coming up. We kind of have our breaks all stacked up together there. Amazing information, amazing book, tomwoods.com. Find out more, and you can simply get his book in all your great bookstores everywhere. Meltdown, a free market look at why the stock market collapsed, the economy tank, and government bailouts will make things worse. And they are. And how worse, we'll discuss on the other side. They're going for broke. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Coming up next hour, open phones and suspects turned table on NYPD with video. They had hidden cameras as the police tried to plant drugs on them. You see, we're using Big Brother's tools against Big Brother. And we're going to document everything we're talking about as this rotten criminal government is exposed. Going back to our guest here in one moment, I want to tell you about one of our new sponsors first here, ladies and gentlemen, and that's Front Sight. The website is Front Sight, like a gun sight, frontsight.com, FrontSight.com. Listen, it's very simple. This is the number one private firearms training system in the country. And they have systems you can get from a distance, or you can go there and take the training. And everybody I knew 10 years ago was taking this. Police I know. As I said, a shooting competition, I didn't get into it deep, but I did some of it. The point is, they were all into Front Sight, and this is better than the law enforcement military training. In fact, they send the police and people there to get Dr. Ignatius Piazza's training, the founder of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute. So he's offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners. Okay? He's offering 5 days of firearms training to my listeners, and it comes along with a 30-state concealed weapons permit. So just find out about the deal and how you get a free Springfield Armory XV pistol in the caliber of your choice. That's frontsight.com, FrontSight.com. And when he contacted me and I found out he was a listener, I mean, Because, I mean, really, this is the premier private firearms training, and it's in a non-boot camp type atmosphere. I was really flattered. And then he's the first of the time offer, this free offer for a free handgun, and basically the course at half price. Just check him out, frontsite.com. Okay, also to support us in the radio show, what we're doing, don't forget Infowars.com, the online video and bookstore shopping cart. Lots of new books and videos we're adding there. And, of course, my film, The Obama Deception. Lots of discounts on Patriot T-shirts to help spread the word and meet like-minded people. Like the answer to 1984 or 1776. I keep getting emails from new listeners going, you're always talking about 1984 and you're always talking about 1776. What is that? So I've emailed a few back, though I don't have time, and I say, are you joking? And they email back and say no. And I go, 1776 is the Declaration of Independence against tyranny, the true flower of the Renaissance. Okay? And 1984 is the opposite of that, tyranny. So we're in a 1984 society. The answer is 1776. Anyways, that's why this show is here, so people learn basic stuff like that. I'm not on some high horse either. I'm an average guy. Now let's go to somebody who isn't an average guy, Thomas E. Woods. And, economist, researcher, historian, and we appreciate him coming on the show. He's with the Ludwig von Mises Institute. Okay, continuing, sir, I'd gotten up to the point of the new Bank of the World, Financial Times of London, and now for world government, ruled by the very George Soros pirates. Please continue and go through the facts, proving for people that don't know that government is making it worse.
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, the short version is that to some extent, we can say the Fed is a private institution. That's all well and good. But as a private institution, it would be in big trouble if it didn't have the monopoly power the government gave it to create all the money it wants to out of thin air. That's the governments and central banks always have incestuous relationships with each other. And this one works both ways. And it's the Fed that basically gave us this boom by forcing interest rates really low, getting the economy on a boom that it couldn't sustain in the long run, and bidding up housing prices. We wouldn't have had this housing bubble, the bursting of which has ruined so many people's lives, if we hadn't insisted on having a Soviet commissar running our money and interest rates. Because what would have happened is if you and I had just started buying a lot of houses just as a hobby or something, on a free market, the banks would have run out of money to lend to us and interest rates would have shot up, and that would have put an end to all this speculation. We wouldn't have had people buying 5 investment properties and having no job. But when you have the Alan Greenspan figure, the great maestro, and he can create all the money he wants, well, he can give the banks even more to lend and keep this artificial boom going.
And they didn't stop there. They then packaged the crud. Well, explain that later, but go ahead.
Yeah, then they packaged the crud, sell it all over the world. And they, meanwhile, all their experts, the Fed economists, even Ben Bernanke himself was saying, no, there's no housing bubble. These prices are sustainable. They're real. Go ahead. You should have an adjustable rate mortgage. You should do all these things. Wonderful. I mean, and so people did, understandably. And they flipped houses, and people thought they could make a living simply by living in a house. And there's something wrong with that you could think that by sitting here in my house, I'm going to get wealthy. But it feeds into this sort of get-rich-quick sort of mentality.
It's delusion. Is it not mass delusion?
It absolutely was. And so it just fed on itself. And eventually, inevitably, this has to crash. There are only so many $900,000 houses people are prepared to buy. So this is an entirely a Federal Reserve System engineered boom and bust. And then we just read just today that now the Fed is going to be given even more powers over American businesses in the future. So again, as usual, the lesson is no matter how much you screw up, the solution is we're going to give you more power. No matter what happens, that is always a thing. And then,
well, Tom, here's a question, and then you can continue with your expert breakdown.
Sure.
The issue is even Senator Byrd, the fossil, is saying these czars are unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional to announce that the TSA is going to be in every major city running checkpoints on the road and on bus terminals and trains, and to have the president grab GM and fire the CEO. I can't even believe it's getting this crazy. What's coming next? I mean, it's all completely illegal.
Well, I think they're being encouraged by the fact that they take these risks. They say, you know what, let's see what the American population does if we take over the car companies, or if we fire the CEO, or if we put checkpoints everywhere. And, you know, by and large, I do think the number of people who are resisting this is growing, but it's not growing fast enough, and it can't grow fast enough. And so I think they're being encouraged to do more, to go faster than I think they imagined they could get away with at this point.
Well, that's it. I mean, they're announcing NORTHCOM and the Army Times is ready to, quote, shoot Americans, and that the Army's new job is worrying about veterans and gun owners and DHS reports, and everything's getting crazed, and the news admits that Texas police everywhere are just robbing old ladies of their wallets. I mean, it's really becoming Twilight Zone. I mean, how much crazier do you think it'll get?
Well, I mean, as I say, I'm surprised it got this crazy, so I think it's very hard to put an upper bound on it, but what most irritates me is the idea that people who question something like the Fed, which you would think a normal society would question, if one guy can create trillions of dollars and then blow it and not even have to tell us where it's going, I mean, you would think a normal society would question that, but you're considered to be off the wall crazy if you want to know what's going on with all this money. But that, you would think that would be the normal reaction, and I get told a lot on the radio that since I favor abolishing the Fed, that I'm just throwing out the baby with the bathwater. Well, guilty as charged, because it's a demon baby. You know, I want the bathwater, the whole tub, out of here. This institution...
Exactly. It's the demon baby that created all this. Sorry, go ahead.
It created all this. It makes the wars possible. It is the central funder of the empire. It is the lifeblood of the empire. And it is, at the same time, as I say, it is the author of the booms and busts.
Wow.
And it is also the institution that, in effect, encourages all this crazy, risky behavior, because the major Wall Street firms, they know, and they have known for a long time, and especially during Greenspan's tenure, that if things really get bad for the major Wall Street actors, Alan Greenspan, or whoever the Fed chairman happens to be at the time, will bail you out, because he has the power to do it. He can do it. He can create the money to bail you out. So why should we be surprised? We have no right to be surprised if Wall Street begins to get drunk, as George W. Bush said. Well, why shouldn't they? You know, I mean, they've got a safe ride home, sitting right in the room. You know, why shouldn't they get drunk?
Yeah, they're validated. They're encouraged to loot and steal. Meanwhile, you make a $1,000 mistake on your income tax that the money's paid to the private Federal Reserve, and 3 years later, it's $15,000 in penalties and interest, and there's no judge or jury, no court for you. We're held to this super high standard. And I'm seeing the delusion in government, not just in the corporate world, intensify. They really believe the craziness that they're engaged in. How do you see this unfolding market-wise? I mean, I keep asking the same question. How much further can this go historically when it finally does shake out? Where are we going to be? What is it going to look like when the dust settles?
Well, I mean, I think if they continue on the path they're on, I think this will be prolonged. It'll be worse than what happened to Japan, and I see no reason that they won't continue on this path. Obama the other day, when they were telling him, "Hey, the economy is still in the toilet," you know, what do you think about that? And he said, "Well, don't worry, we got more stimulus money coming down the pipeline." So he never thinks, nor do any of them ever think, that the problem is we've had too much of a destructive policy. It's always that we haven't had enough of it. We got to just keep doing it. And one of the points I make in Meltdown is this totally forgotten episode in American history. Nobody remembers there was a depression in the year 1920, and the reason we don't remember it is that the Fed was still so young, it hardly even knew how to operate yet. It wasn't doing open market operations. The Fed stayed out of it. The federal budget was cut in half in 2 years, and the result was you had a very quick, robust recovery. Now, that's the exact opposite of what we're told today. We're told today the government needs to get more power, it needs to spend more money, it needs to inflate, it needs to do all this stuff, because otherwise we'll have a disaster. Well, to the contrary, the one time we had a chance to do the opposite of this, we were out of it before you know it. But meanwhile, they are doing the very opposite of what makes sense, and they're doing exactly the same things that have now given Japan, in the last quarter annualized, Japan's economy shrank by over 15%. I mean, that, you expect to hear that out of Haiti or Zimbabwe. This is Japan, and they've done everything that Geithner and all the so-called experts tell them to do. It is long past time we could dispense with these so-called experts. We not feel intimidated by these people. These are morons when it comes to economics. We should have confidence that if you just sit down, and one thing I'm good at, I mean, I'm bad at a lot of things, but one thing I'm good at is explaining this stuff so the average person can get it. And a lot of people read Meltdown and they say, you know, I understand this so clearly now. Why is it impossible for these people to get it? And then, of course, that leads to a deeper question.
Well, Tom, we know why. They're crazy like a fox. There's a method to the madness. I've read the IMF World Bank documents, as I'm sure you have. I mean, they know what they're doing. They give us all the risk. They get all the profit. And they love wrecking economies, you know, controlled command destruction. And it was great for the oligarchs in Russia when everything fell apart there. They got great power. It's great for these oligarchs. And it's like George Soros said, I'm having a great crisis. I love it. This is the culmination of my life. Close quote. They know what they're doing. And as everything implodes, then all we've got is government. It becomes the central pillar. And so I want you to speak to that. But then also, there's two schools of thought and solution. I believe in the Austrian school. I know you're right. I've studied the history. But we're already so far down the road of big government and crony capitalism, monopoly capitalism, that if we're going to have $14.8 trillion pumped out in the last 7 months, if that would have gone to big work projects and to things on the Main Street real economy, it'd still be a big debt and inflation and the wrong way to go. But it'd be a lot better than pumping it offshore to speculators to then buy barges of oil and park it off of islands of the Mediterranean, as J.P. Morgan's doing, to then jack up gas prices with artificially, so we then pay a tax to them on that. I sure know that if we're going to have $14.7 trillion, and it's our money, a fiat currency, I mean, Bloomberg reported all the mortgages in the country were $9.5 trillion. With this $14 trillion, we could have paid off all our mortgages. I mean, I think that's the message to the little socialist, the little blue-collar people that don't understand this, that, hey, they took your money offshore. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, and of course, then we have the additional problem that with a lot of this money that, you know, has apparently been created or spent or who knows what, we actually don't even know the exact recipients. And I'm sure you saw the video a couple months ago when there was a Democratic representative from Florida questioning the laughably titled Inspector General at the Fed. I mean, talk about an absurd title, Inspector General, like there's any inspecting going on. And he asked her, can you account for some of these trillions? I mean, we're just kind of wondering if you can just give us the exact recipients, who got what collateral was accepted. She didn't even understand the question. And what one of the most, I think, rewarding moments, I mean, just really, really just joy-producing moments of my life in recent years is the realization that there are people out there who understand what's going on with the Fed, and that now it's almost like all the cool people are anti-Fed. You know, I mean, now everybody wants to jump on.
Exactly. Once the veneer of invincibility dissipates, and once Ron Paul started calling out Bernanke and Senator Sanders, I'm sure you've seen the clip where Sanders says, Bernanke, where's the money? And Bernanke says, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah. I mean, it is. So, I mean, as much as we, you know, are inclined to fall into despair and think, well, you know, everything's shot, it absolutely isn't, because there is a lot that an enraged populace can do. And if this crisis really continues to snowball and really barrels out of control, there's no group that can control an economy that totally collapses. Then, you know, it's anything can happen. It's a situation like that. But in the short run, people are starting to ask some good questions, and we might even get, or at least we might even get an audit of the Fed. And as Ron Paul puts it, no matter how that debate turns out, it is a victory. Because if we get the audit, then great. But if they veto this bill, well, in a way, that's also good, because then that just encourages more suspicion. People are going to say, well, now, wait a minute. What are you hiding?
Like, exactly. No, that's even better. I mean, we're trying to pass it with everything we've got. But if they cover it up, right as we get to the trunk that's stinking to high heaven, we're looking for the dead body, and the guy's got blood on his hands. I mean, yeah, exactly. Then everybody starts asking, why are you so secretive?
And meanwhile, to me, the amazing thing is, here we've got a supposedly free press. I'm sure you know all about this, but we've got a supposedly free press. They have a chance, the media, to interview Ben freaking Bernanke on 60 Minutes. So you'll think, oh, here will be some really great investigative journalism, right? Well, instead, the reporter walks into the Fed building, and he looks around, and he says, ooh, wow, they don't build buildings like this anymore. I mean, total lapdog, pathetic loser. And then instead of asking Bernanke, well, let's see, everything you've said has been wrong for the last 3 years. You told us there was no housing bubble, the mortgage market was great, things were going to turn around. Like, every single thing you've said is wrong, so why would we want to listen to you now? Instead, the questions were like, gee, what's your biggest concern? You know, so it was like Katie Couric interviewing Hillary Clinton.
Oh, you care about us. Tell us how you're trying to save us.
What are you trying to do?
You need more power?
Yeah.
We've been bad?
Yeah, that's what we get in what was once a free society. We get this type of thing where it is the media's role. All these journalists come out of the Pravda School of Journalism, and it's their job not to actually ask questions that would embarrass anybody or would be difficult for them to answer, but to ask questions that flatter them, make them look smart, make them look indispensable, so that we'll all just helplessly cling to these.
Well, that's
people.
Another issue. Obama cannot talk without his teleprompter. Look at you running a million miles an hour. I am Ron Paul. All of us that love liberty, we can talk. We got our facts and history. And when you really talk to Bernanke and others, and I've been around them, I've confronted them and others, they are themselves these little tight, little, you know, cards close to the chest. They won't answer any questions. I mean, it's really just a big stinking edifice that needs to come down.
Absolutely. And I mean, imagine. Now, thankfully, there is alternative media that is, of course, popping up everywhere. That's wonderful. If we had in the mainstream media, if we had one-tenth of the investigative instinct, just think of how different a country would be.
But the private Federal Reserve funds all the big mega corporations that own the media and the military-industrial complex. So when 60 Minutes was literally guarding its financial emperor, who it works for. So there is no impartiality there. And let's talk about the media bailout, where the government's going to fund the newspapers and TV. I mean, this is getting crazy.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
I want to take a few seconds out to thank all the listeners. Unlike the government, we don't come and forcibly take your money and then use it against you. We don't come forcibly take your money and give it to private corporations. We ask you to buy the books and videos and materials at InfoWars.com so we can operate against the big corporate media that uses your tax money against you. And we have the once-a-year money bomb. Second annual, raised $280,000 and a little bit more still coming in. And that will really help us expand everything we're doing, and I commend all of you. God bless you. You're going to see big changes in the next year like you've seen in the last. We're going to have our guest with us 5 minutes the next hour, so I can play a two-minute clip, the clip he mentioned where the Solicitor General of the private Federal Reserve is asked where the trillions go, and she says, I don't know, which, of course, isn't true. Now we're openly not just seeing the government spend tens of billions a year for fake newscasts, buying reporters, these news packages that were secret. Now they're openly saying they're going to bail out the media. I mean, how about a bailout for the taxpayer, sir?
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, particularly on this media question, how in the world could you possibly have a free media when they know they're going to get, they might have a chance to get a bailout? Who's going to want to criticize the government now if you know money could be coming if you shut up and toe the line? It's unbelievable that anyone could conceivably support this.
All right, I've asked all my questions. I know there's a lot of other points that are important. What are other areas, I mean, because you've got the evidence there and in your book, of where they do things that make the economy worse.
Well, let me just first make a quick comment about the Inspector General of the Fed, the clip that you've got there. I think this, if you watch this woman, she genuinely, either she should win an Academy Award, or she genuinely doesn't understand this stuff. Whatever the case is, either she's a liar or ignorant, it shows an unbelievable contempt for the public. It really shows the Fed's total contempt that they would produce this woman who can't answer a single question or refuses to answer even the simplest sort of question. It's just astonishing. But my argument, one of my points in Meltdown, and incidentally, while we're on the media question, Meltdown has got a foreword by Ron Paul, the only person in 100 miles of Washington with any credibility on this. It's the New York Times bestseller for 10 weeks. The New York Times, my publisher tells me, has refused to review it, even though it is customary for them to review bestsellers. The book calls out the Fed and all this stuff. Anybody can get it, so they won't review it. The last time, the only other time they did review a book of mine was The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History, and I'm sure they realized that after they condemned it, everybody bought it. So needless to say, they can't mention it at all. But the New York Times, without some type of bailout, is clearly going down. I mean, they're going to need some type of bailout, and I hope it never comes. It couldn't be, I mean, really, it couldn't be more richly deserved. But one of my arguments, and it's not exclusive to me, is that the very existence of the Fed, the very fact that you have one, increases what we call moral hazard. In other words, it makes people do riskier things than they otherwise would do. And in particular, ever since especially the late 90s, when there was a hedge fund called Long-Term Capital Management. That's a bad name. You would not want this hedge fund managing your long-term capital. But anyway, Alan Greenspan bailed this thing out when things went sour.
Yeah, that was the mathematic geniuses that were invincible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so absolutely invincible, and then bang, the economy gave its verdict. Well, after he did that, of course, what did that make Lehman do? What did that make Merrill Lynch do?
All made him get 10 times more reckless.
Exactly. So, I mean, meanwhile, this is all blamed on the free market. No, we should blame it on the fact that we've got this monopolistic entity that is, and again, there is this sort of superstition that the Fed is there for the common person. Come on. It's there to bail out the big guys. That's why it's there.
Absolutely amazing. Final segment with our guest. We're going to come back and just play a minute or two of him asking her, and she's just bumbling around and can't answer anything. You'll hear a bunch of this weird corporate doublespeak about, is there a review of this? And that's coming up in 1 minute as we start the final hour. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.